Welcome to today's market report.
The path to economic recovery for the US economy from the COVID-19 outbreak remains highly uncertain, the Federal Reserve warned, according to the minutes from its latest meeting released late yesterday. The minutes to the July 29th FOMC meeting are not especially reassuring, said analyst from ING. The commentary suggests an ongoing weak economic backdrop, whereby inflation remains persistently low, yet there is little inclination to offer additional imminent support to the economy. Members of the Fed Reserve have been keen to stress the need for additional fiscal stimulus, but a deal in Congress for a new comprehensive relief package seems as far away as ever. Meanwhile, tensions between the US and China, the globe's two economic superpowers, were ratcheted up another notch after the US announced it is suspending its extradition treaty with Hong Kong and ending reciprocal tax treatment with the former British colony. In Europe, the account of the latest European Central Bank monetary policy meeting are due to be published later today and will be studied for clues on the central bank's thinking going forward. GBPUSD is expected to remain the sidelines for the time being, likely between 130 and 132.30, according to the UOB group. According to the Westpac Bank, firmer retail sales may provide support, but high street layoffs and slipping polls for PM Johnson's government are taking the froth off GBP after testing January highs near 133, although the cable uptrend stays intact. Economists at the bank expect a pullback to the 129 to 130 zone. A humbling government U-turn on education policy this week has highlighted public discontent with the government's handling of responses to COVID-19. YouGov opinion polls showed that PM Johnson is now less popular than the new opposition Labour leader Keir Starmer. UK-EU post-Brexit negotiations have restarted this week, and lack of progress is being highlighted by media as another example of government inability to achieve its goals. It seems highly unlikely that any progress on the slew of issues to be addressed can be made this week, just as GBPUSD has retested early 2020 highs in the 132-133 range. The flash August PMIs on Friday will be accompanied by retail sales and CPI trend surveys. If they fail to confirm or sustain their recent upswings, the accompanying trend in GBP may also be further pressured in addition to the downturn in political support. GBPUSD uptrend remains intact, but its recent sharp gains are also at risk of a period of consolidation and may see a pullback towards the 129 to 130 area before gains resume against a vulnerable USD. With Eurodollar having nearly just reaching the 120 target earlier this week, economists at Deutsche Bank now favour taking profit and see a more balanced outlook as September approaches. It is still possible Eurodollar goes for a small break above 120 for the rest of the year, but they think consolidation around 120 is the most likely outcome. Dollar index was up 0.2% at 93.067.
This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.